Laughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Welcome to show 202, entitled Written Instruction. Written Instruction. The scripture reference is taken from Romans chapter 15, verses 4 through 7, as written in the New International Version, the NIV. God's word reads thusly: For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us so that through endurance and encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another, then just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. The word of God for the people of God. At the break, we will listen to You Are Good by Israel and New Breed. You are good.
We were.
today's scripture has been read for your hearing and meditating. Lifting up verse 4 of the text, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. Paul wrote this epistle or letter to the Romans. Mind you, neither he or any of the apostles had ever gone to Rome, but Paul heard of the church at Rome. Paul had heard of the church at Rome. Evidently, the church's reputation preceded itself before Paul's arrival. Paul knew that the Roman church was a very populous and diverse community. So he sent this letter prior to his arrival to introduce himself and to make clear his declaration of his faith in Jesus Christ. How many of us today can stand firm and declare our faith in Christ Jesus? Paul knew that the population of the church was made up of Jews and Gentiles. There were slaves and free people. Some people were rich, the haves, and some of the people were poor, the have-nots. There were people who were weak in faith, and there were those who were strong in their faith. Therefore, this vast diversity caused disagreements and dissension among the congregants. Those who were strong in faith were able to accept people into their homes as well as into their hearts. They were able to share meals and join in wholesome, racially integrated activities. The strong avoided racial and economic discrimination. Those who were weak in their faith were not partakers in the above-mentioned activities. We can look at our society today and see across the board in all walks of life the kinds of dissension that was going on in Paul's time. In recent times, we have had the opportunity to participate in charitable activities, such as clothes giveaways, canned food drives, or pantry stockings, providing food and water to disaster victims, and so on. Did you entertain thoughts like, which ethnic group is going to benefit from my contribution? Or why should I donate something to the food pantry? I need my food for myself. We as Christians must go out of our way to avoid favoritism. We must learn to greet those whom we don't normally talk to. We should minimize differences. We are to look for commonalities that encourage fellowshipping with others. These are some of the ways of accepting others and modeling how Christ has accepted you and I, and God is given glory. Reading our Bibles and gaining knowledge of the scriptures affects our attitudes toward the present as well as the future. The more knowledge we have about what God has done in yesteryears, the greater our confidence will become about what God will do in the days ahead. Also, our trust in God will increase, and we will know what God's will is for us, and we will know that God's will is best for us. Romans 4, 23 and 24 says, the words that was credited to him were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness for us who believe in him who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. Don't you want God's righteousness credited to you today? You can have it through the written instruction today. The written instructions are written in our Bible. Grant it, Jesus, if you will. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, you are a magnificent instructor. We haven't always abided by your words. Please accept our most humble confession. Thank you for forgiving us for our contrariness. Thank you for wonderful written words of instructions of how we are to bring you glory through your Son Jesus by serving mankind in their various needs. Thank you for our Lord and Savior and his redemptive power. We pray for those who don't know you. We pray for those who sow dissension, division, and discord among your people. Draw them to you, Lord, that they receive salvation. We pray for the sick, that they be healed. We pray for the brokenhearted, that they will be uplifted and their hearts mended. Prayers go out, Lord, to those who are strong in their faith, that they be fortified and encouraged to lead others to you. Heavenly Father, these and all blessings we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. There will be two songs at the closing. Just a Closer Walk with Thee by Gaither Music. And the second one is Benediction Song, Benediction Song, Romans 15 and 13 by Sherry Craigie.
You know, time for me shore. Everybody sing with us. Oh, just a closer walk with thee.
Just a closer walk. Just a closer walk.
Bread in Jesus is my plea. Oh, daily walking close to thee. Let it.
God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may know and overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may know and overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. For He is good, His love endures forever. We walk in Him and live forevermore. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may know and overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. For He is good, His love endures forever.
For He is good. Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service. So check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends, and we have our well sought after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Take hold of your financial situation with an educational and fun-to-use resource, Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit. You'll need to head over to blackstarfundllp.com and click the link labeled #CGFTK listed on the site navigation bar. Once you're inside the CGFTK web app, you'll see a variety of banking, business, and personal finance options that will give you the confidence to move your interests forward in the global economy. Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit is also easy to Google. Head over to Google and search keyword #CGFTK. That's #CGFTK for Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.